أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسخرنا مع داود الجبال يسبحن والطير وكنا فاعلين وعلمناه صنعة لبوس لكم لتحسنكم من بأسكم فهل أنتم شاكرون. صدق الله العظيم. In a previous ayah and part of the ayah that we'll discuss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the two Nabis of Allah, Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi wassalatu wassalam, upon whom Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted knowledge, Allah had granted sound judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted both of them kingdom. Here in this part of the ayah and the next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about individual ni'mats and gifts that Allah had granted both these Nabis independently. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, وَسَخَّرْنَا مَعَ دَاوُودَ الْجِبَالِ يُسَبِّحْنَا وَالطَّيْرِ. And we subjugated with Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam the mountains, that they would glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالطَّيْرِ, and also the birds. It comes in the hadith that when Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam would recite the Zabur, and when he would make the tasbih and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mountains also would make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In certain narrations, Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, when he made the dhikr of Allah, the mountains together with the trees and the stones and the rocks also made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The birds, whilst they were flying, in some traditions, it will stop flying and it will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are the real doers, that one should not have any doubt whatsoever, that how is it possible that the mountains and the birds can make the dhikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are the doers. And then we will find in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam a very beautiful voice. Once when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was passing by, the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, him Allah had given a very, very beautiful voice. He was making tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stopped to listen to his recitation. And when he completed the recitation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he had been given a beautiful voice, like how Allah had given the voice to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one ni'mah that Allah had granted to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, insofar as a miracle. And وَكُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. We are the doers. In other words, the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam in reality comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next Allah says, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ صَنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ. And we taught Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam the manufacture of armor for you, so that you may acquire safety, or you may be fortified, مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ, at the time of your battles. Now there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the fact that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam had a very remarkable quality, that from time to time he would go out into his community dressed differently, and Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam would not be recognized by his people, and he would ask his people about Dawood. They would not know that he is Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and people will give their views. And this was the way and the manner in which he would introspect to see how he had judged between people, how he ruled between people. On one occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, not known to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, he asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, how do you find Dawood? And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam replied that Dawood is a wonderful person, however, if only he could earn with his own hands doings. And hence Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam from that time made the determination that he will earn from his own hand, and hence he began to manufacture armor. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very important aspect, لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَأْسِكُمْ, that one was the earning, and the other was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now addressing us, the reciter of the Qur'an Kareem, or the whole of mankind. That there Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had begun the manufacturing of armor, but obviously it became a benefit for mankind at large. And here we find Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayhi narrates a hadith in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person that manufactures, the industrialist, the manufacturer, when he manufactures something and his primary intention is to see to the need of people, then he is like the mother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She breastfed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which was a right that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had upon her, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that she was remunerated for it. She got paid by Fir'aun also. So like that, when the manufacturer makes this niyat and intention that I am manufacturing, and if you take it broadly, the trader also, he brings goods that are not found in a community and a people, so that he would see to the needs of the people, then one is to see to the needs of the people, and automatically the profit factor is there. There is going to be a profit, there is going to be an increase in business, there will be expansion, everything. But the fact is that he is going to begin to see to people, like the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that fulfilled the primary right of giving Musa alayhi salatu wasalam milk, and at the same time she was also remunerated. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, and are you not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama have written here, the very important lesson also we learn is that the manufacture of armor had started from Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Like how irrigation started from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And like how other aspects like mathematics and arithmetic and accounting had started from Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. So these important needs and necessities of man was not brought into this world by none other than the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had brought this through the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam because of the need, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, do you not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all this that Allah has showed us, our basic needs and how to bring it into being. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.